There is one sentence, however, which is from philosophical point of view perhaps the most important. I will refer to all the sentences practically excepting one, which is the most important sentence. It is also the highest which the thought can envisage. Now you'll find peculiarity of this sentence, this phrase. In other phrases, you'll see the word seems, promises. But this is the only sentence in regard to which Shri says is also the highest. Right? You examine the whole paragraph. With regard to other sentences, you find this seems, promises. What is the difference between seems, promises and is? We cannot make affirmative statement absolutely. Well, when you say is, it's a confident statement. The other statements are historical in character. This statement is philosophical in character. This is the value of this sentence. When you speak historically, what will happen tomorrow, nobody can say it is bound to happen. You can only say it seems it might rain. Nobody can say it's bound to rain, even if you say scientifically not correct. Therefore, in regard to all historical statements, Sri Aurobindo says seems or promises. But there is one domain where you can be sure, and that is a philosophical domain. If you think philosophically, you can be sure. If your statement is philosophically valid, you can say it is. In other words, what Sri Aurobindo says is that mankind has been pursuing God, light, freedom, immortality. These four terms are from the point of view of truth inevitable and definitely inevitable. As far as thought is concerned, for thought, the highest, whether ultimately man will get God or not, that may be a different matter. He may get, he may not get. But for thought, God is inescapable. You cannot but think of God. For thought, when you reach in your thought the highest, because it's a metaphysical statement, it's a philosophical statement. Now this is a subject on which I have to tell you a lot. This sentence is a very important sentence. Today I'll only give an introduction. And I'll give introduction from Western philosophy. There was one philosopher in ancient Greece, even before Plato, called Parmenides. You should write down his name because he is one of the philosophers whose thought has played a great role in the framing of the whole Western philosophy. Now, I shall give you a sentence that he wrote, which is extremely important in the history of Western philosophy, and which is connected with this sentence which you are reading now. It's a sentence on which you need to contemplate. It's not very easy to understand at the first sight. It's a very interesting statement. Thou canst not know what is not. That is impossible. nor utter it, for it is the same thing that can be thought and that can be. It's a very simple sentence. I shall read out again so that you can be sure of what you've written. In philosophy, this is one habit which everyone should cultivate: to write accurately and thoroughly. No haziness, no ambiguity. So I shall read it again. Thou canst not know what is not. Dash. That is impossible. Dash. Nor utter it. Semicolon. For it is the same thing that can be thought and that can be. Full stop. All right, everybody is captured? Yes? I shall read again. Thou canst not know what is not. That is impossible. Can you ever know what is not? That's the question that is asked. You can know only what exists. You cannot know what does not exist. So, thou canst not know what is not. That is impossible. Nor utter it. What is not existent, how can you speak of it? For it is the same thing that can be thought and that can be. You can think only of that which exists, that which can exist. You can think only of that which you can which exists. I think it makes some meaning now, no? All right, again, read again. Thou canst not know what is not. That is impossible. Nor utter it. For it is the same thing that can be thought and that can be. Thought can only be about that which exists. If you examine the nature of thought, thought cannot escape that which exists. Thought can never speak of that which does not exist.